Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
All this week, we have been celebrating Passover, a time when Jews commemorate the exodus of their people from slavery in the land of Egypt. The holiday marks the birth of the Jewish people as a nation more than 3,000 years ago. When the Jewish people were slaves in Egypt, Pharaoh ordered the killing of all Jewish male babies. One couple, Yocheved and Amram, tried to save their infant son by floating him down the river in a basket. The child was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter, who named him Moses and raised him as her own son. As an adult, Moses learned that he was a Jew and tried unsuccessfully to make Pharaoh free his people. But God remembered his promise to the Jews and sent 10 plagues to convince Pharaoh to free his Jewish subjects. Before God sent the 10th plague, the slaying of the firstborn, which led Pharaoh to free the Jews, Moses told his people to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. He instructed them to mark their doors with blood so the angel of death would pass over their houses. As the Jews fled Egypt, Pharaoh changed his mind and sent out his army to bring them back. But God parted the Red Sea, allowing only the Jews to cross. For the Jewish people, the celebration of Passover commemorates the bitterness of captivity and the sweetness of freedom. Wishing you a happy Passover, I'm Yael Eckstein.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at HolyLandMoments.ca.